Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, February 10th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning. Morning.
Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello. Happy Monday.
And Jason Bishop.
Joe Pa.
If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, 800-636-1067 is the number. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. A lot of ways to connect with us. Busy weekend, I think, for all of us. Jason, you hit the XFL game. I know EB went to his son's lacrosse game. Yep. Cakes was playing poker. How'd you do?
Did terrible. Was knocked out within the first 3 hours of the first event at MGM National Harbor.
Well, but before that, you went to Sugar Ray.
Went to Atlantic City. Had a great time seeing Sugar Ray. That was Friday night.
Can they still get after it and it's really good? Or?
Yeah, they're great. Look, they know what they are. They know that they're a band that peaked in the late 90s and is still able to tour 20 years later.
Right. I'm not saying that they're current or anything, but I'm just saying, do they still entertaining?
They're good. They're good in concert. They play for like an hour and 10 minutes. They play their hits. They throw in a few covers. It's entertaining. It's
fun. They play covers?
A couple.
That makes it good.
They played some Blink 182, some Violent Femmes. Right. Worked. So it was good.
Can Mark McGrath sing? Not really, right?
He can sing well enough.
Ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good enough.
Was he an Entertainment Tonight host?
I think he did. He was working on one of those entertainment shows.
One of them.
Access Hollywood.
Yeah, might not be that one, but yeah.
So who was the opener?
Zippy.
Oh, it was just them.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Concert started at 8 or 8:15. It was done by 9:30.
And this was Hard Rock, correct?
Hard Rock Cafe, yeah. Yep. Rock Hotel.
The Hard Rock Hotel in Atlantic City?
Correct.
Was that there when we were making our annual pilgrimages to the Borgata?
It was not. It used to be the Trump Taj Mahal.
Now it's
been repurposed as the Hard Rock Hotel.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you do anything else in AC? There's not that much to do in AC.
Of course not.
Is the Hard Rock still there in Vegas?
I would imagine.
It's about to close down.
They're taking it down.
It's going to be a Virgin Hotels.
Why? Yeah. I love that Hard Rock.
I like
it
too.
Cool spot.
It's a good spot.
Yeah, it's weird.
First place I ever stayed in Vegas.
Yeah, it's a cool spot.
Way back in the day, many moons ago.
Look, there's always like the Luxor and all the great places.
First time ever in Vegas is because HBO sent my brother and I out there to see a fight.
Mm-hmm.
I think we saw maybe Sugar Shane Mosley. I can't remember who he fought, of course. And stayed at the Hard Rock.
There's always new spots going up. Like
of course, the
newest spot out there is Circa.
Mm-hmm.
There are, but the Hard Rock,
you thought, though, was an
iconic name that would be able to support a casino forever.
I did. They're showing it on NBC Sports Washington. I did dabble with the Wizards over. I mean, I had to do that in the sports book.
You did.
You mean
the Friday game.
Against
Dallas,
the Mavericks, yeah.
That was a great win for
over 232. Yeah, I was sweating a little bit at the end.
Remember
when I went through the seven games and the winnable games?
Yeah.
They're doing it in reverse.
Right.
Well, that's what they do. The one game that was probably going to be the toughest to win.
Right.
And they won that on the Bradley Beal game winner.
Yeah.
I actually went to the game last night. We celebrated Dylan's 13th birthday, and they just didn't execute.
John Morant had a trip dub for Dylan last night.
He did.
Didn't they blow a big lead down the stretch?
It wasn't a huge lead, but they had a lead.
Like 7-point lead.
No, they had been leading from, it was like 43-41. They were leading the whole game until the very end.
They didn't execute down the stretch.
Memphis went on a 10-1 run.
You know what? At one point, you know Bradley Beal's your closer, but I remember at one point there were three defenders on him.
He does force it a little
and
bit.
And so
now.
He was forcing it, and then there was another possession. They just had bad possessions where Ish Smith had a big switch on him. So usually you would think, all right, Ish is going to try and take the guy to the basket. He's so quick. And he ended up settling for like an awful three that might have been blocked.
He hesitated on one
of them. They just didn't.
Well, they also had literally had three threes that I saw where the ball went down
and came
literally out.
Yeah, it's bad breaks.
Like
there.
Went down, three quarters of the ball went in.
Right.
And then it rolled back out.
Well, every time Bertans shoots, the whole crowd thinks automatic it's going in. And I know that was at least one of them.
Yeah, one of them was Bertans.
So it was a fun game. By the way, I need to thank Jim Van Stone for the seats, and also Barry Glassman, who's just a friend of the show, who's in the front. All of a sudden, in the middle of the game, somebody from the Wizards came by and gave Dylan like a big birthday pack of goods, and he goes, "This is from Barry Glassman."
Wow. Look at that! Look at that sort of treatment.
Hook. That's a nice hook job.
So Barry was just sitting,
good guy,
just one row ahead of me.
Yeah, those are good seats.
You know, he knew that it was my son's birthday, and I guess he put in a word to somebody, and sure enough, got a little gift pack.
By the way, the combined 3-point shooting in that game was 12 for 65.
No, it was bad shooting night for both teams. Yeah. I mean, the
one point the Wizards were 6 for 27. I don't know what they finished at.
They finished 7 for 33. Memphis was 5 for 32.
Yeah.
And I think the Wizards got outscored by 12 in the fourth quarter, so it was a bad fourth quarter for them.
Yeah, I mean, the game was theirs.
The best game of the weekend was Duke Carolina. Please tell me you saw at least the highlights.
I saw the highlights. I watched like a little bit. I mean,
unbelievable.
Yeah, just
you could play that game a thousand times for North Carolina. You play that game 1,000 times, and the exact same scenarios for the lead for Carolina, and they probably lose that game one time, and that was on Saturday.
The other amazing thing about that
game is every single break went Duke's way in the last minute and a half of regulation, and then of course in overtime, it was I couldn't believe what I was watching.
The other thing that's amazing about that heading into that game, and I think they've been talking about this the last couple of years, but they look at the record of Duke against Carolina, and in their last 100 games, it was 50-50.
Yeah.
But even more than that, they totaled the points, and they were exactly tied through 100 games, and then that game goes to overtime, which keeps it tied, and then Duke ends up winning on the tip-in. North Carolina, that would have been
incredible.
A big win for North Carolina. The North Carolina, I think, is 2 games under .500.
Yeah, they've struggled.
Just an awful year for them.
They're 10-13.
Oh, 3 games under .500.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter how good or bad those teams are. Every year, they just seem to play one of those type of games that is just nip and tuck. And this one was 98-96. I mean,
that's such an over. That flies over.
But just all of the bounces that went Duke's way, and they got all the calls. There should have been a foul in the overtime that they didn't call, but it was entertaining. It was the most entertaining game of the weekend.
Duke got all the calls. Never heard that one before.
Yeah. Well, usually against Carolina, it's pretty even. But
I can't remember what time was that game.
It was a 6 p.m. start.
Okay, so you went to the XFL game before that.
Correct. It was a 2 p.m. kick.
Did you enjoy the XFL game?
I want to get the whole report.
I did.
I saw a little on TV, and the crowd pop seemed...
Oh, it was jammed.
I thought it'd be 12,000 to 15,000. It was over 17,000 at Audi Field. So that's great.
The only thing they have to do over there at Audi is they got to get their bar situation straightened out.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
Well, they're just overwhelmed.
Yeah, not enough bars for all the people.
Not enough bartenders. The system was slow.
Not enough bars for all the drunks showing up.
I mean, at halftime, you had no shot of getting anything, any food or drink, because everyone in the stadium was there. But
they probably didn't know that they were going to get that big a crowd.
Yeah, I'm
understaffed.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But they get that situated, they'll be fine. But overall, it was entertaining. It was. I actually watched. We left at halftime because we brought the wives, and the wives weren't that into it. Once the sun went down or was getting close to going down,
a little chilly.
It was getting a little chilly, so we left at halftime.
Weren't you in a suite?
That's the other thing. I was told I was going to be in a suite, and it was not in a suite.
Because I'm like, if you're in a suite, you really shouldn't be cold.
No.
Well, sometimes you can open the window on the suites, but if it's cold, you're probably going to keep it closed.
We were fibbed to.
Was it club level, but not seat, essentially? Something similar to that?
I guess that is. I've never been to Audi Field. I don't know if that's considered club level or not. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, the seats were fine. They were good. They were basically 50-yard line.
But you're just cold.
I mean, when you tell your friends, I got VIP parking. Parking was 2 miles away.
Right.
And then I've got suite tickets. No suite tickets.
Told you to park at the Homewood.
Do you want to throw somebody under the bus?
No, there's no. No. I don't even know who to throw under the bus. I mean, I don't know. It wasn't our fault. It wasn't the station's fault. But whoever gave us the tickets told us there were suite tickets, but
right.
they weren't.
But what did you think of the product?
Anyway, the product, it was entertaining. It was different. It was the fans were definitely into it. I watched a little bit of the second game, and I can't remember who that was. Who played that second game on Saturday night?
That was the
that was L.A. and Houston.
Okay.
All right. And some of the new elements, the cameraman's on the field during the huddles, even during fumbles, so you can hear the players talking. You can hear the coaches talking to the quarterbacks. You can hear the quarterbacks calling the play and talking to the players.
Yeah, I kind of like that. When I watched on TV, I saw the ratings were 3.3 million, which is a great turnout. I mean, if you were to look at what the NHL gets, what the NBA gets, 3.3 million is really good. Now the AAF got 2.9 million on its first game.
Yeah,
so
it'll
it's
taper
a sustainability.
Off.
But I liked
it'll taper.
I remember at one time out when I was watching it, they showed Pep Hamilton. And by the way, Pep Hamilton, the head coach of the Defenders, is going to be on the show today at 7:40.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of has the guys around and he's like, let's call this play. And then for a second he's like, no, we show them that look. Let's go with it. It was interesting.
Yeah. And then the reviews are transparent because you can hear the review box talking to the refs on the field.
It's kind of cool.
And then the running clock, which is, it speeds it up a little bit. So after incompletions, you know, an NFL game or college game, they don't start the clock again until the play starts. Well, after incompletions in the XFL, once they set the ball, they start running the clock.
Right.
So it speeds it up a little bit.
And there's a 25-second
play clock.
Yeah. The kickoff's obviously different with the guys all the way down the field just kind of waiting for the ball to sail over their head.
Yep. But in this league, it's going to be about quarterback play. And if you have a really good quarterback, and it looks like Jones might be the best. Mm-hmm. He's the best quarterback I saw in just watching the games. They're going to do well.
I didn't watch any on Saturday because I was running around, but I did see some on Sunday when I had an hour or so where I was at a bar. Shocker, I was at a bar. And
yeah.
I was intrigued. It was football to me.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I thought the production values are really strong.
The production values are really good, yeah.
And I didn't know Matt Jones had resurfaced.
Put it over.
Former Redskins running back Matt Jones, I think, yeah. The St. Louis
Battlehawks. Is that where he was?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see some ex-Redskins around the league. Rashad Ross.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the Sunday games, but just based on the scores, they weren't as good as the Saturday games.
I just thought the production values were good, yeah. And I was seeing touchdowns being scored, and I was interested. I don't know. I got to tell you, I was interested.
Well, it was 23-3 and 15-9 on the Sunday. Like I said, it'll taper off a little bit, but they have to have offensive games. They've got to have big plays and a lot of points.
Three out of four unders on the slate this weekend.
Three out of four unders. That's right.
Well, I was impressed. The little I saw, and I only saw about an hour, I was impressed because I was told that it was going to be sloppy. That some people had gone had some sneak peeks at the practices and looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it looked like any other football that I would watch. Maybe not the NFL, but
Expected week one. There's going to be some growing pains, some kinks that they have to work out.
Yeah, but I mean, and I thought we'll I was watching football, and it just dawned on me.
Right.
And I never played football as a kid. I mean, we played touch football and stuff, but I never played
organized.
Like real football. So I never really quite realized I'm just a football fan. Like,
correct.
I've never identified with it. I've always identified myself with hoops and with golf, baseball. I've never identified myself as, like, a hardcore football fan. But turns out I am because I just like to watch football.
And they're also promoting gambling during the broadcast.
Yeah, they openly talk about it.
And the XFL needs that.
Speaking of gambling, I think you might have to bet against the Vipers, who put up 3 points in their opener.
The Vipers. That was Aaron Murray starting for Tampa.
Bet
he
against
hadn't
them.
Played in like 3 years.
They started to move the ball a little bit, though, when they brought in the Flowers guy.
Yes.
They started to move the ball a little bit there, and then, you know, he's more of an option guy, read option guy.
Right.
Then it was more entertaining.
Anyway,
second half got
Quentin
better.
Flowers from South Florida. Yeah, they were
we
better.
Will talk some XFL. As I mentioned, Pep Hamilton is going to join us coming up at 7:40. Also, Center Ice with Lars Eller today at 8:40 with the Capitals. Centerman, Capitals had a tough loss over the weekend. I think they got whacked 7-2.
Yeah, it was one of the uglier displays of the season.
Holtby in the net.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of them were not.
I think
Reardon exonerated.
They were not.
I keeps think it was giving Holtby excuses.
There's a lot of
stuff. Yeah, but he's the coach. He would say.
He wasn't great.
Are goalies supposed to stop just jailbreaks?
Yeah,
just wide open
he
guys
said,
coming in?
I thought
in.
He said none of them were his fault.
Hey, the seven piece. Seven pieces seem to come from Holtby.
The defense stunk on ice in front of Holtby.
The defense did.
I'm going to defend him.
I'm not going to crush him.
Reardon defended him.
Okay,
said they
fine.
Weren't on him.
I'm just saying. Call it a coincidence.
Coach Reardon knows more than JP about hockey.
Well,
last time I checked.
The stats don't lie. So far, Holtby's given up basically a goal more than the other guy.
Yeah, I watched about half the game, and it was already 3-1 when I turned it on. Yeah. So I didn't see the first three goals. I saw some of the other ones, and they were, like you said, they were jailbreaks. Mm-hmm. But at some point, you got to make stops. If your defense sucks, at some point, you got to make stops. You know,
again, but, if you're putting in bad situation after bad situation, you're supposed to make all those stops.
I get it. but it's not bad that you get your ass kicked every once in a while.
It's a little dose of humility.
It sends a little message.
Problem is, now the Metro is tightening up. Yeah. Columbus is red hot. The Penguins are right on the Cap's ass. They got another division game tonight with the Islanders
in town. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's getting interesting at this
point.
We'll
talk to Lars Eller about that coming up at 8:40 Center Ice with Lars Eller at 8:40 right here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 6:45, we continue the countdown of the Big 20, NBC Sports Washington Big 20, counting down the region's 20 most impactful sports stories from the past two decades, and we're to number five, so that's coming up at 6:45.
You know, Jason, somebody was telling me you were told they were sweet tickets. S-W-E-E-T tickets. No. Not sweet tickets.
There's a difference.
That's the confusion.
Like I had said, I'd never been to Audi, and they do have suites, but they're in the end zone. They look like there's five or six of them in the end zone.
Right.
So they're not field length wide like you have on a normal football field.
Sure.
Right. So I'm not even sure the suite tickets, if you're in the suite, are great seats because you can only see action on one end of the field.
Mm-hmm.
But I I'd never been there, so I didn't know what to expect.
It's an awesome venue, right?
Yeah, the stadium's great.
Yeah, and it seemed like the environment was awesome.
It was jammed.
Yeah.
People were getting all jacked up.
People were tailgating, right?
I saw a couple tailgaters,
yeah.
I got there right before kickoff. So
you didn't see a lot of tailgating?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's going to be a smash. But they only have, what, four or five home games?
Yep.
So they'll do well. It's not like they have to fill it 10, 12 times.
Yeah.
You know, I would expect that it's only going to grow.
No, you know what? My son asked me, he's like, well, they only had 17,000. That's nothing compared to the NFL. I was like, yeah, but they're not paying the players like they play in the NFL.
It's a completely different product. Like,
they don't have to bring in 60, 70,000.
That's a home run for them.
I was like, these guys are getting paid peanuts.
But yeah. It does look, the optics are much better for the XFL in a place like Audi that holds 20,000 and you get 17 plus. It looks great, but then when they go into
the
big boys and are packing in 17,000 in, I'm guessing they're playing in MetLife.
Yes.
In a cavernous 75,000 seat stadium, looks
there's
not as
no
great.
Energy,
but there's not much you can do about that.
They've got a good TV contract. Yeah. They've got ESPN. They've got ABC. They've got Fox.
They're getting a real push.
Yeah, they are getting a push.
I'm telling you, it's not even going to compare to the AAF.
At least in week one, and I know there are some Redskins fans that get bitter when we bring up stuff like this, but somebody pointed out that the tickets for the game were more expensive than some of the Redskins games.
I wouldn't be surprised. True.
Like some of those Redskins games,
it was a hotter
get
ticket.
Tickets for like $5.
Right.
Yeah. It's a hotter ticket.
Now, and the tickets didn't have like this high ceiling.
No, but it's a good point that right now the DC Defenders is a hotter ticket than the Redskins. And I don't think there's any debating that. People could give away tickets to Skins games. lately.
Well, that might be different.
Now, that could change with the quickness.
There's going to be
take one draft could change it.
There's going to be more optimism this year because new coaching staff, Chase Young, possibly, probably. So I think that.
I think that'll change.
Now, they might start out 1-3, and then people start selling them off again.
Yeah, they start losing, it'll go bad again. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. So we'll have Pep on later. That'll be good.
Pep.
I liked him on the sideline.
I put a lot of stock in Oliver Luck, too. We've had him in studio a couple times. Smart guy. Mm-hmm. Those guys know what they're doing.
Competent leader. They know what they're doing. The McMahon fortune backing it is always a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it can't be underestimated.
Well, let's just see what the product turns out to be over the next few weeks. Because once they start playing in March, they're going head-to-head with NCAA tournament, and that's going to take a lot of viewers away.
I thought the product was pretty good. It was football, a bunch of guys I didn't know, but it was football, and I was entertained by it.
I thought the quarterbacks were holding on to the ball a little bit longer than they should, Cardell Jones included. But I guess that's to be expected. They're just starting out. And these guys aren't the best. They're going to have like this great timing, like five-step drop. And
I mean, they've been together for six weeks. Yeah. You know, yeah. I thought what they did was pretty remarkable, all things being equal.
One of the things that I certainly didn't watch any of the Pebble Beach coverage live, but I
actually
to bring
watched
up
some, like a big nerd.
And I know you guys are more into the PGA golfers. I don't give a rat's ass.
You were
I don't
watching
even
the
know
amateurs.
Who the guys who won. But I always am intrigued when they show clips of. Like Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, Tony Romo. And I'm sticking with all the quarterbacks. I don't really care about Ray Romano or whoever this is. So I just saw the one clip, and it just reminded me of Romo, who's supposed to be this great golfer.
He is.
In the sand trap, who hit it maybe 200 yards.
Right.
Ended up.
Oh, he just sculled it out of the trap.
He was in a sand trap. I think it hit like the stand. Somebody's probably lucky somebody didn't like die. He basically just hit a missile.
Right.
And it hit the stands, then it bounced, and then it hit some like rocks, and then it bounced, and then it hit like it just ended up in a beach.
Yeah.
So
beach.
Far away.
Yeah, he sculled it.
Yeah, everybody's even great players have bad shots in them. Yeah. I mean, it's just gonna
Mickelson
happen.
Mickelson had a bad shot. Now he didn't scull it, but Phil is so annoying. I've seen Phil Mickelson live, I don't know, 7 or 8 times, right? When he's come to DC through the years for a variety of different events. And almost every time I see Phil play, I'm not kidding, he chips one in. The guy is one of the greatest pitchers in the history of the game. But he's so arrogant. He did this on Sunday. Now, he blew his shot. He, you know, it was a tough day yesterday, but he was right there. And he was about a foot off the green. The pin looked like it was maybe 6 or 8 paces away. And of course, what'd he do, Jason? He tries one of his moon flop shots.
Yeah.
And you know, he hit way too much. You know, the bounce got him. And he kind of sculled it and hit over the green, down the green. It's just arrogant.
That's such a
hard
shot.
And it's Phil Mickelson.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, just hit a regular chip. You'll be 2 feet away.
Probably
you'll tap it in.
Probably made our producer at NBC Sports Washington, Doug McKinney, cry.
I know
probably
Doug knows what cry. I'm talking about. That shot was just the height of arrogance. It was just maddening because there was nobody in the world would try that shot.
So what's the alternative for him?
Just a little chip. A normal chip.
Right,
but he tries to dazzle you. I mean, I know he's trying to hole it, but he could have holed a regular chip. And he's amazing at that.
But I will say
that pissed me off.
Yeah,
I got so mad
because you're rooting for him.
Because I'm rooting for him.
But that did make it interesting because even if Phil's basically 50 years old, if he's in the mix on Sunday, it still brings a lot of viewers, and it makes it more interesting for just the casual golf fan.
Who's the guy that won?
Nick Taylor won. Who's
Canadian?
He won. Came in second.
Kevin Streelman.
Another guy I never heard of.
He's been around.
I know, but just down the list for an absolute casual fan like myself, never heard of
them. Well, because that tournament's a pain in the ass.
The field's always just average because there's a wait on every hole. You got to wait for all the – it's a pro-am.
You got to play with donks every day. Instead of one pro-am – normally the guys have to play one pro-am on Wednesday every 4 weeks or something.
You got
to
play
now
four.
Now you got to play with the whole
and they dread it.
With there was another guy – I can't remember. It might have been Meatloaf. It was just some like low level celebrity who I saw had a shot where he was also in a bunker and I think sculled it, hit it off the stands, and then it bounced back and landed.
I
on the
only
green.
Watched the pros, and I watched a little bit because I had Phil in the golf pool.
No,
and I saw my heads up bet where I was just praying that Paul Casey could have a decent final round and catch that jerk Patrick Cantlay.
He shot 81.
Torpedoed me.
I just saw SportsCenter highlights.
It was very windy. Sunday, yeah. Pebble was it was the most difficult.
The final round
days.
On Sunday, I think the average was like 74 and a half. Yeah. Something like
I said to Venmo you $100.
Those
now,
are the best players in the world.
Yeah.
But I will say this. I heard something. You know, I've always argued that the older guys, they're gonna in this era, they're going to compete longer. And this might annoy Cakes, but Phil... He had a great stat. He said when he first came out on tour in like 1990, 1989, he was like 25th in driving distance.
Mm-hmm.
He's still about 25th in driving distance
right.
because of technology and because of what he's been doing with his body.
Yeah.
So as long as his short game, and he's one of the greatest short games of all time, as long as that stays intact, he's going to be able to still do this for a while.
Speaking of old guys, did you watch the clip of Clint Eastwood at the end being interviewed by Nance?
I saw yes. screenshots of it.
I didn't.
First of all, I could barely hear him.
He looks like he's dead, doesn't
dude,
he?
How does he just directed Richard Jewell.
He was just skiing.
How is he a director?
Did he ask
for the seating chart? I pray that he just went back into that mode.
He could just sit in his chair.
I saw a viral video where he's just looking off to the side.
Well, isn't he like 90? He's like 89 or 90.
Yeah. Yeah. He's staring into space as Nance is
you know
talking
what?
To him.
You check back with me when you're 90 and see how with it you are.
How does he direct a movie? I don't understand.
Dude, he was on top of a mountain in like Utah with Arnold Schwarzenegger with skis on.
Yeah, I don't understand
Look, now, if I were him,
I would have taken the chairlift up and I would have skied right into the lodge and gotten a cold drink. I mean,
that takes one
chocolate.
Fall and Clint Eastwood is Dunsky.
Well, his
Dunsky.
His belt,
over.
The belt in his pants is up to his nipples.
Right.
Yeah. he's old, man.
I get to that age.
Why don't
and
people
I
do that?
Did you
I am
see not Bobby Knight over the weekend?
Yeah, his nose is purple.
Well, what he's got, he has to have some sort of condition. I mean,
what's going on with him?
Oh, he just looked 100 years old.
The tip of his nose was purple.
Yeah, I don't know where that comes from. I don't know
is
what
he
that
a big drinker? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I don't know. He doesn't
is that
look
where
like,
it comes from?
No, he probably is a big drinker.
Is that
drinker.
Where the purple nose comes from?
I don't know.
Now I have to Google purple nose.
If you see him, he just doesn't look sharp.
He's 79 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, he's not quite 80. He looked 100.
He looks like a guy who probably does have scotch at
he's
night.
Got something. No, he's got
that probably explains the anger, you know? You know what I mean?
Here are the top three causes for a purple nose. Eruption of a blood vessel, low oxygen level, pressure.
Maybe it's sinuses.
All three. It's according to the internet.
Well, yeah. He's probably had some blood vessels pop.
Hold on. They brought him back.
First time in 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that relationship was fractured forever.
I know. Well, they brought him back. And all of his old teammates, his old players were back.
Yeah, like Isaiah Thomas was there.
Randy Whitman was there.
He's got to have some sort of health issue because he just looked awful.
I think the new athletic director there has been trying to work with Knight the last few years to get him to come back.
Yeah. Uh-huh, and
he went to
worked.
A baseball game, I think, last year, a year or two ago. This was his first time back on campus. And then he went with the 1980 team this weekend.
Yeah, but I heard that this like 3 or 4 weeks ago, they had some special event in Indiana and like some homecoming or something. And he specifically did an event at another school and like was talking trash the same time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
The same time. Like they said, it wasn't a coincidence that Bobby did this appearance.
Well, he's 10 years younger than Clint Eastwood and he looked terrible.
Yeah.
Bobby Knight.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looked awful.
Listen, it's not for the faint of heart, Cakes.
No, aging just sucks.
Yeah.
Aging
but speaking of,
you do.
Everyone was calling me boomer and everything for goofing on Eminem last night. But Eminem is almost 50, and he had his pants down below his butt cheeks. Mm-hmm. He was lip syncing. He was lip syncing to a backing vocal. Was he
just entertainment, or was his song part of a movie?
No, they brought out the Lose Yourself song for 20 years ago because, I don't know, it was like maybe the first hip-hop song ever given a Oscar or something or a nomination.
God!
I don't know. It was bizarre.
So his palms are sweating.
I love Eminem like anybody, but he came out there and he's clearly coloring his beard.
It's embarrassing.
He's got the dad bod going, which God bless us. Don't we all?
Brothers should pull up their pants.
It's just he's tainting the legacy. I actually think he needs to retire now. You know, I'm not big on that, but it was.
Did he just put out an album?
Yeah, I know he did. He just put something out recently, and maybe he could still rap. I don't know. But he lip synced and he had a hurting body and he was wearing his pants down like he was 16 years old. I mean, it's a great song. Who doesn't love the song? And all the nerds in Hollywood were head bopping like they were like these Eminem heads.
Some of them were looking at him like he's an alien.
I didn't watch 1 second.
I didn't watch 1 second either.
I watched the red carpet. I didn't watch
That's
one.
About all I saw.
Yeah.
I saw Eminem's performance.
Did it was expected?
No idea.
Walking Parasite won, which was not expected.
I saw Pitt won.
Pitt won.
Did you all have the same opinion, won. Drab, okay. or no?
What?
Of Eminem.
I actually was so bored after 45 minutes.
So you didn't get to see it?
I turned it on at the end. At 11 o'clock, they were doing the Who Died This Year bit.
Right.
It was 11 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They hadn't even gotten to Best Actor, Best Actress.
It always runs
long. So what time did it end?
I don't know. Oh. I saw Best Director
probably ended at midnight.
10:50. Then Spielberg came out there and said, here's who died this year. And I went, click. Going to bed. I just can't.
Oh, is that did you see the Eminem performance, Valdez?
I saw it this morning when I came in.
What'd you think?
It's embarrassing.
Do you notice how he's clearly dying his beard?
Yeah.
His beard
what color is it?
It's just so dark. It's so dark. I'm like, dude,
and what's his hair like?
He wore a hat.
Okay.
And he has a belly now. Balding. Like, Eminem used to be skinny. Like, he was on pills. Right. Like, he was skinny.
Yeah.
He's just got a belly. It's just earthy. He looks embarrassed. He's like an old man.
What is Parasite about? Everyone's hyping it up. What's it about?
Parasite, in a nutshell, is about a poor,
I know it's a Korean
it's
film.
About a poor South Korean family that infiltrates a wealthy Korean family by taking various jobs at their home.
Right.
And there's a massive twist about three quarters of the way through the movie. It's the best way I can describe
it. Oh, you saw it?
Saw it.
Oh, did
4.25 cake batters.
So you liked it?
Liked it, yes.
Would I like it?
Yes.
All right.
You wouldn't like the subtitles.
The only problem is subtitles.
Oh,
subtitles throughout.
Oh.
It's a move straight from South Korea.
Okay, I didn't know that.
It couldn't be more shipped in from Asia.
But that one best picture?
Yes. Best picture.
Yeah.
Beat 1970.
Which was an upset.
You won best director.
That was your big upset, is that Parasite won best picture.
Yeah.
But other than that, all the people that we said, Pitt, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes, all the people that I told you to put all the money on, and you got very little back,
right,
won.
Right, right.
Yes, well, correct.
They were all massive favorites.
Huge favorites.
Right.
Huge favorites. Yeah.
Hmm.
But I watched the red carpet because they're always awkward interviews. Always.
I saw Adam Sandler won something over the weekend.
Independent Spirit Award. I think it's the...
No. That's actually a thing. It's called the Independent Spirit Award.
The guy that we grew up with. We played tennis with.
I saw.
And he basically, I'll be honest, he used to cheat when he called lines.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about.
Mike Manasseri won, he won an independent film award or whatever, as a producer.
Last night?
It was last night or this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's been in the movie business for a long time.
He was
time.
Definitely shady about calling.
Well,
calling.
He and his brother, they're nice kids and they're good tennis players.
Right.
They cheated when they called lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just cheated. Very
very controversial. And,
I mean, they were just known cheaters.
Pointer Ridge Swimming Racquet Club.
Sorry.
Because you guys would call your own line.
Sure.
Yeah. So they would call it in when it was out or out.
Well, if it was my ball, we'd call it out.
Yeah.
You know,
and then
of
there's
course.
Bitterness.
Yeah. I mean, they're good players. They didn't need to do that.
Yeah.
Especially Mike. Mike was better than Mark, to be honest with you. But
so Parasite. See, now I'm out with the subtitles. I'm just out.
Look, I'm the king of not liking movies because they have subtitles. Enjoyed it.
Hmm.
You should watch it.
All I heard all weekend is how good it was.
It's pretty good.
Doing interviews with all these reviewers, and they said it's the best movie in 10 years. I'm like, what? And everyone's hyping it up. I guess I got to see it.
I'm going to watch the Tay-Tay thing today. Today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mr. Today I'm going to watch. I give up on my daughter watching it with me. She's always grumpy.
We're all snoozing on Homeland. Debuted last night. Did you watch the first episode?
I'm not snoozing on that DVR.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, watch it today. I didn't get home until 10 o'clock last night.
I've got to watch The Outsider today and Homeland.
Yep.
Yes, you
and
do.
The final episode of Power, which no one else watches.
Don't watch it.
So, yeah, it's appointment TV for me when I get
big
home.
Big day. It's a big Monday.
It's a big one.
What a beautiful job we have where you get home and actually crank out
three-hour-long
episodes.
JC, it's part of our job to watch TV.
I understand that.
It's actually a huge part of our job.
I'm just saying. He's got
if we
three,
didn't watch TV, we couldn't do the show.
He's correct.
Got 3-hour-long episodes that he has to watch.
It's called show prep.
Yep, that's what it is.
That's all it is.
If we didn't watch TV, we'd have to quit.
Correct.
We wouldn't be able. You could not do this show
You're
if you don't 1,000%
watch. 1,000%
correct. Think everything we've talked about in the first 40 minutes,
right.
Stuff we watched on TV.
Yes.
We have to be TVologists.
Right. What do you mean? He went in person to XFL. Went in person.
All right, so we'd be talking about the XFL for 4 hours
and
today.
Cakes on
right.
Sugar Ray.
I did.
Bore everyone.
Yes.
Busy weekend.
Yeah.
All right, remember, we got Pep Hamilton, the head coach of the D.C. Defenders. He's going to join us at 7:40. Lars Eller from the Capitals at 8:40. But next, we continue the countdown of NBC Sports Washington's Big 20 with number 5. Keep it here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. They are counting down the Big 20, the region's 20 most impactful sports stories from the past two decades, as determined by a panel of media members, former athletes, other experts. New stories counting down to number one revealed each weekday through February 13th. So that is this week on NBCSportsWashington.com/the Big 20. Announced today, number five, which is when Joe Gibbs returned to the Redskins. The Big 20, presented by McLean Mortgage, guiding you along the journey of home ownership.
You hear Joe Gibbs talk about some of the good football. That's because he was there for the three Super Bowl rings. The good football. The bad football, the times when they couldn't get anywhere. And Gibbs came in to replace Steve Spurrier.
But our parents would sit there and they'd tell us, oh, you wouldn't believe the things That's Joe right. Gibbs could do.
That's right.
And then this Santa Claus came to town. And then he was in the He's parking real. Lot that day being introduced as the head coach.
That's why Joe Gibbs is number five on our list.
I mean, it really is true. I remember that day vividly. I remember the press attention.
Oh,
I remember,
yeah. Huge.
Was it actually the guy that works on Fox now? Was it Ducey's kid? It was one of these guys' kids. I can't remember who it was. Was chasing Gibbs, remember, out of the car to try to get that first interview. And literally...
Well, didn't we send two of us out there?
Yeah, Keg's
on. Yes,
we're
freezing our gonads off.
Eric and I were in the studios with Channel 9, I believe, our friend, like, Levin Reed or whoever
That's
was doing
right.
it back
Because one of their reporters from Channel 9 was chasing him. I'll never forget
and
it.
These and guys were there, got bumped.
Right.
Well, we were supposed to do the interview. We saw him pull up in the limo.
Yeah.
And he went inside. He was going to come out. Actually, no, he was going to do the interview before he went inside.
Yeah.
And it was butt cold. It was 30 degrees.
This is February.
I know.
But it felt
chilling
like
cold.
And he walked right by us, and we stood out
they
there.
They whisked him away.
For 30 minutes, and they said, all right, fellas, you're not going to get one. It was salty.
It was a freezing day, but it felt
Never
like.
Again.
The only good thing was I was in Ashburn.
Right.
And I had a five-minute ride home, and you had to go all the way back to Albany.
It could just be sort of our bubble, but it felt like, and I think it's pretty close. All of D.C. was watching.
Oh, yeah.
All of D.C. was tuned in, even if they were at work, wherever they were huddled around the TV to see, because I don't mean this in a sacrilegious way, but it was like a savior was coming back to save the franchise.
No question about it. I mean, we did live coverage. I remember we were sitting in kind of like some stools, and it was sports breaking into the news, watching a car go to Redskins Park, and then we thought the Cakes and Jason, like, we just decided, okay, two of us are going to the studio, two are going to go out to Ashburn, and they just had the bad beat of being there for a long-ass time doing nothing.
Yeah, they didn't get it, but it was a massive day.
Oh, yeah.
Massive day when he came to town. And look, at the end of the day...
thought he was going to be super successful. Relative to what has happened since, he actually was more successful than the rest of them, even though he had a losing record.
They did squeak into the playoffs twice.
Yeah, they got
into
the playoffs twice.
Lost to Seattle both times.
Look, he knew when to get out. I think he knew when to get out the first time, and he knew when to get out the second time. Because remember, Tom Boswell, the day he announced he was leaving, had just written, I'm not trying to crush him, but he had written that he was a Gibbsologist. I'll never forget it. And that he knew that he was going to, that was the phrase he used.
Right.
And that he knew he was going to come back for a fifth season.
Right.
And then he announced then he was leaving that day. The day that like, you pull out your post and read it, oh, good, thank God, he's going to stay. And then, boom, he announced he was leaving.
Yeah, Boz was so bitter.
I mean, that's one of the all-time blunders.
When you get something wrong like that on that level.
That's big. Yeah. And we all have done it. But that's historic. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that. He called himself a Gibbsologist, and he just knew.
He's coming back.
He was coming back.
But, yeah, Cakes and I sitting out there for 30 minutes just waiting for Gibbs to come talk to us.
I'll never forget that.
Never
ever.
Happened. You guys.
Is that one of the all-time... No, we've had so many, like, where we wait somewhere and a guy doesn't post. A lot of times it would be sticking around for an interview.
Yep.
You know, like Dan Marino's supposed to call or something. And
that's different. I mean, this one was Gibbs. I mean, this, and we were told we were going to get him.
Right.
And the thing with the Gibbs era, he had Brunel. And it just wasn't, it wasn't the Brunel of Jacksonville.
It wasn't prime
Brunel.
It was
dumped down Brunel. He had a couple moments.
Dallas.
And again, he's probably better than most quarterbacks, and then they stuck in the playoffs with what? Todd Collins?
Yes.
Todd Collins got hot, won five in a row.
They had Campbell, they had Brunell,
yeah.
They had Collins,
yeah.
A little bit of Ramsey.
Right. You're only as good as your quarterback.
Yeah.
In this league.
It's really what it comes down to.
And Joe really didn't have that much. And he found a way to squeak him in. Maybe Todd Collins took this team to the playoffs. He was Al Saunders' guy, right? Because he knew the Saunders playbook.
Yes.
Remember, that was the narrative. That's why Collins was even there, because he knew this Al Saunders playbook. And I can't remember what happened. Was it an injury? I can't remember exactly what happened. But he just took over and ripped off five straight.
I think it was an injury.
Yeah.
I think we were all high on Brunell, and then he came here and just threw so many screen passes and dump off
passes.
Well,
of course. I mean, Brunell had an unbelievable career in Jacksonville. Yeah. There was no reason to think he would drop off that much. I mean, and then we'd have Santana on the show. And we were Joan on his arm. Joan on Brunell's arm. He said, dude, I'm telling you, he's got a hose. But we just didn't really get to see it.
He didn't unleash
it. That was
it.
A huge story, boy. That was big.
Yep. That and like MJ coming to D.C.,
oh, yeah.
Even though neither one of them really panned out.
I guess Gibbs was bigger just because it was football.
Those are two of the biggest stories ever. It's just like old legends coming back to try to revive this hurting sports town at the time.
Yep.
That's really what it was.
That's why they're part of the Big 20. If you want to see all of the stories, go to NBCSportsWashington.com.
You should have had me on that committee. I would have given you silly quotes.
The Big 20.
So there's four more left. I know what two of them are. I got to figure out what the other two are.
You definitely know what two of them are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't you go to the website and see by elimination what's still out there?
I'm just trying to figure
it out. I can
tell
you the four that are left. Maryland winning the Hoops championship. Caps winning the Stanley Cup. Nats World Series. Sean Taylor's passing.
Well,
are your four.
Those are all big.
I would say, yeah, so I think
those are all huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
I think four is going to be Terps, three is going to be Taylor, two is going to be Caps, one is going to be Nats.
I don't know.
I might flip-flop three and four, but I think you're one and two are right.
Maybe.
I think you might want to flip one and two, but I don't know.
Really? Really? Caps bigger than Nats? All right.
I think around here, because
it was the first one.
It was the first
parade.
Right.
I don't know. I know maybe which one's number one in my book.
Yeah.
I know
By the way,
did
you guys
one.
All get phone calls on Friday?
You're not supposed to talk about it.
I'm not talking about it.
Yes, I got the phone call.
Just talking about a phone call.
Yes, and then I went to a certain place to do a certain something.
I didn't need to.
When are we supposed to talk about it? Never?
Well, when it happens.
Oh, okay.
That was hysterical.
It's ridiculous.
It's just hysterical. I think we're going to be so bitter.
Yes,
I mean,
you're correct about that.
And I actually said,
not even bitter, outrage.
Social media is going to go bonkers.
Yeah, you should lay off Twitter for a little bit.
Yeah, when that happens.
Yeah.
Well, I also said if there's a certain someone that I hope this certain someone is in the same boat. Let's just say that.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, I need to hear you talking about.
I know exactly who he's talking about.
All right. Nobody listening can follow this conversation.
Oh, someone's going to figure it out.
Yeah. All right. Phone number's 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.